You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back-to-school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back-to-school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So the Buccos at 500, winners of six out of their last seven games. Finally, they won three in a row, and now they've won four in a row. They hadn't won four in a row since their first series of the season against the Miami Marlins. They had not won three in a row since May 6th. So break up the Bucks. They're hot. Their starting rotation has been outstanding, even with some of the injuries that they have been dealing with. And all of a sudden, they're just a game and a half back in the wild card race. Not that long ago, they were five games back. They're only six and a half back of the Milwaukee Brewers in the division race for the NL Central. Just a week ago, they were nine and a half games back. All of a sudden, the world is the Pirates' oyster, and tomorrow, Paul Skeens is going to be starting the All-Star game, and I think the Pirates are going to be one of the stories that is talked about tonight at the Home Run Derby. The Pirates are one of the great stories in baseball the first half of the season. They're going to be talked about ad nauseum tomorrow night when Paul Skeens takes the mound. And I'm wondering if Pirates fans can finally be optimistic. If you can look at this team glass half full instead of doing what all Pirates fans seemingly do, myself included most of the time, and say, nah, that glass is always half empty. Are you buying the Pirates as legitimate contenders? 412-928-9370. Do you think the Pirates can actually make the playoffs? Can you allow your mind to dream? Can you allow yourself to have those visions of sugar plums dancing in your head? As you have until Friday, to just think about where the Pirates are. Can you let your mind wander? Can you start thinking about late September in a pennant race? Can you start to think about Bucktober? 412-928-9370. I can, and there's a few reasons why. Number one, the Pirates, forget just 48-48 at 500 in a National League that stinks, by the way. They're 31-26. Since Nick Gonzalez and Paul Skeens have been called up. 31-26. That is a 544 winning percentage. If the Pirates play to a 544 winning percentage for the rest of the season, guess what? That'll have them at 84-78. Last season, the Arizona Diamondbacks made the playoffs at 84-78. Then they went on to the World Series. The Miami Marlins were 84-78, a playoff team. Those were your number two and number three wild card teams. If the Pirates merely play to that winning percentage of 544 in the second half of the season, they will get to that number. Now, that would not have been good enough to make the playoffs 2 years ago, where the Phillies were 87-75, where the Padres were 89-73. But if the Buccos just maintain the pace that they've had since Skeens and Gonzalez came up, they will be an 84-win baseball team. That could very well get them into the playoffs, and I think that it would. When I look at the standings, I'm not seeing any teams that I really think are going to run away and hide with this thing. Like, the Mets have gotten hot, but I think that they're going to be like a bottle rocket here. It took them so much just to get back over 500. I think they're going to start to level out. The Diamondbacks, they're a decent baseball team, but they're 49-48. They're flawed. We've seen the Pirates play the Cardinals in a couple of series very tight. When the Cardinals lineup flashes before every game, I go, oh my God, that's the St. Louis Cardinals that we've feared over the years? That doesn't look like a St. Louis Cardinals lineup. And they're very similar to the Pirates. The Cardinals have a good bullpen. The Cardinals have a good pitching staff. But they leave a lot to be desired, at least as far as runs scored. So I think the Pirates, if they can keep it up, and I think that they will, are going to be right there. They're going to have a shot to make the playoffs. And that is because the NL stinks, but it's also because of what they've got going for them right now. When Bailey Falter got hurt, I went, son of a bleep. When Jared Jones got hurt, I went, ah, dang it. But this Pirates team has now boasted legitimate pitching depth in the starting rotation. Luis Ortiz has been excellent all season long, and he was great when they went to those bullpen games. He has been dynamite as a starter. 17 innings, 2 earned runs. He deserves a place in that starting rotation. Quinn Priester, his last 2 appearances, you combine them, pretty good. What he did in Milwaukee was outstanding. Marco Gonzalez had been pretty good prior to his injury, and Marco Gonzalez was really good in his first appearance after the injury. Jared Jones will be back before September, I believe. At least that's what Ben Cherington made it sound like yesterday on his radio show. And that's actually going to be helpful, I think, to the Pirates in a weird way that Jared Jones got hurt. Just follow me for 1 second here. Jared Jones was going to get pulled back at some point.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
They were going to skip starts. They already have. 59 pitches in one game against the Mets. They pulled him after five innings. They have been careful with Jared Jones all year long. They were going to continue to do that. Well, if he misses 6 weeks, when he comes back, I don't think you're going to have to pull him back at all. I just think you're going to let Jared Jones go out there and pitch, and the injury took care of all that. So Jones will come back. Bailey Falter, who's pitched to about a 4 ERA this year, he's going to come back. The one guy I don't love in the rotation is Martin Perez, and I have a feeling the Pirates might try to trade him just as a pure salary dump to get his prorated $8 million off the books, or if not, he folds into the bullpen. And speaking of the bullpen, all of a sudden, the pieces are coming together for the Buccos in the bullpen. Aroldis Chapman his last two times out, very good. Colin Holderman has been good all season long, had a couple of recent blips, not blimps like the Goodyear, but blips, like in the Marvel movie, the blip. There you go. He has been very good all season long. You finally get your closer, David Bednar, back. Now you've got Carmen Majinski, who's pitching like the guy who he was last year. Ryan Borecki should come back here soon. Kyle Nicholas has been living with Jared Jones and Paul Skeens. Their greatness has rubbed off on him. Apart from when he pitched in Skeens' debut and he was walking everybody and their mother, their brother, their sister, he has been a pretty good reliever and of late a very good reliever. The Pirates pitching, what I'm saying here, should be able to keep this up. And then you've got Key Brian Hayes, who has now recently been getting hits in multiple games. You've got Brian Reynolds, who has the ninth best OPS in the National League. He is in the top 10 in home runs in the National League. I see no reason to believe that Brian Reynolds is not going to keep this up. O'Neill Cruz, seemingly okay now with that hamstring injury. I'm expecting a big second half from him. I think this Pirates team can absolutely make the playoffs. At 48-48 right now, winners of six of their last seven, including a series victory in Milwaukee where they never do that, I think they're playing their best baseball of the season. And when you think about it, they let that series against the Mets slip away. If it's ifs and buts were candy and nuts, then every day would be earned the Donk Fest. That's from The Office. Dwight Schrute. They should have won 3 out of 4 there. They didn't. They did have Chapman blow the save, and that was a gut punch at the time. But they're playing, overall, their best baseball of the season. They can pitch the hell out of the thing. You know what they are from that standpoint. And I think, help is on the way, Mrs. Doubtfire. I think they're going to add, and I don't think it's going to take very much to allow this team to go on even more of a run than they have to this point, winners of 6 of 7. I really believe you are one bat away from being an average offense. And if this team can be an average offense with the way that they can pitch, they're going to have a chance. And it's not just Skeens. It's not just Keller, who was not good yesterday. But he gets a break from me. They win the game. And I think you know most of the time what you're getting at this point with Mitch Keller. It's not just those guys. It's everybody else I mentioned. It's Bailey Falter who's going to come back. It's Luis Ortiz who's been very good. It's Marco Gonzalez who I have some faith in to at least give you competitive appearances every fifth or sixth day. It's the bullpen now, which has all fallen into place. They are going to continue to be one of the better pitching teams in the National League the rest of the way. And if you add one bat, whether it's Taylor Ward or J.J. Bleda, or you can dream big for a Jazz Chisholm, they're going to add somebody.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football fans. Do you want to be the owner who was doing a cram session the night before the draft? I didn't think so. You need to start your prep now. This is Faraz from Upper Hand Fantasy. Zach and I are here to get you ready for your fantasy football drafts with insights and advice from sleepers to busts. We've got you covered and give you the upper hand on your friends. Today is the day to start getting ready for the draft. So join us and stay ahead of the competition. Follow and listen to Upper Hand Fantasy on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.